Good evening, everybody. Tonight, this is Terry Latham's call. My name is Sherry Marshall. I'm a stand-in for him because tonight and all day today was his birthday, so he's out celebrating like he should be with his family. So I have the privilege of introducing Triple Diamond Leland Duck tonight. And, you know, Leland is a successful person all on his own, entrepreneur, business owner, started his career in medicine as an orthopedic physician's assistant, has helped build and sell four separate companies, and what's near and dear to my heart is that he owns and operates a 450-acre cattle ranch. But Leland, we cannot wait to learn from you and to hear your story. So what we'd love to start out with tonight is for you to tell us really how you were introduced to ASEA and what this has really done for you. So Leland, if you'll star six and come on this side.
Yeah.
Are you there? Hey, Leland?
When I go to star six, it's not working.
Oh. Well, how are you on this side?
Okay. Have you got everyone muted? Can I just talk from here?
Yeah, I think so. It should have muted everybody else. So if you're on here, you should be good.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Well, it's an honor to be on tonight. I know that it's Terry's birthday and he's with his family, and he asked me if I would speak tonight, and I told him I would. And you know, Terry's the one that actually introduced me to this business, and he tried for a long time, upwards of close to 2 years, to try to get me to look at this. And I wouldn't. My background was in orthopedics as a PA, and I guess my mindset of you know, being trained a particular way in medicine, I couldn't really take my blinders off and look any other way. And he was pleasant. We built a great friendship. And this is a good lesson, I think, for all of us as we're out, if you're building this to see a business, is to, you know, we always want to get a yes the first time you talk to somebody, but it just doesn't always work like that. And the key is to be professional and to follow up professional and put them on your list to follow up a few months down the road just to see how they're doing, show them that you really care. People don't know how much you care till you show them. So that's a kudos to Terry for sticking with me, continuing to follow, even though I kind of laughed at it and they called it snake oil. I mean, he stayed with me. And at the time, it was just wasn't right for me. The timing wasn't right. And, you know, about a year into it, I got an account, but I didn't work it. I just did it for a couple of family members, and I saw results there. And then, you know, I told a couple of other people that I knew over that year, and I saw some really great results with this product. So I was kind of blown away by that, but I still wasn't thinking about it as a business for me. I had an orthopedic company. I was in a nutrition company and running a full-time working ranch. And so I wasn't looking for anything, to be honest. And I knew it was a great product, but it just wasn't for me. And it's because I thought I was healthy and didn't have any issues and I didn't need it. And boy, was I wrong. And about a year after I didn't really work the business, I just told people about it. But when I decided to take a look at it, it was because I had an illness. I had something that hit me, an autoimmune disorder that brought me to my knees. And after 7 weeks of testing, I was diagnosed with an autoimmune that really attacks all of your joints at the same time, like a severe arthritis or something. It was very painful. I woke up that morning, couldn't even roll over in bed. My hands wouldn't close. After 7 weeks and not really knowing what's going on, it's pretty scary to be healthy your whole life, be an athlete and play ball and do things, and all of a sudden you can't function or even hardly get out of bed. And, you know, that can happen to any of us. Go to bed fine and wake up in a different situation. So that's why it's so important, this product, for people to get it in their body and to stay on it as a preventative measure. But I tell you, after I got down, I went through everything that medicine could throw at me. Gluten-free, sugar-free, alcohol-free. Went through colonics. I went through IV treatments for my immune system, and really nothing was working. It did drop a little bit from the amount of I was on 30 milligrams, one of the strongest anti-inflammatories you could be on, which is not healthy for you, and I knew that from our patients. But I came off a little bit, but I think a lot of it had to do with my diet, you know, trying to eat better. But I became very depressed. I didn't talk about it to anybody. My wife knew it, but I really didn't share it because I didn't know how to deal with it. I'd never been depressed before, so I didn't deal with it. I just kind of kept it inside, which is not a good thing. I should have got help and talked about it and maybe got through this even quicker because of the stress of that. It pulls you down. And so anyway, it was a very difficult time for me just to adjust what was happening to me, and nothing was working. And then Terry called me again and challenged me to, you know, take this, you know, put it in my body, see what it'll do for me. So I made a decision to do that. And so before I did, I wanted to check out the company. I went out to the company, met the executive team, and was blown away by this company and what I saw. I figured I'd see some things in the manufacturing that would keep me from doing it, because that's what I've done for years, is manufacturing for orthopedic and sports medicine braces. And, you know, we call them NBA and NFL and, you know, all the top tennis players and summer and winter games and all the veterans hospitals in the country. And so that had really been my background. And, you know, it was just at a point where everything I'd done in my life seemed to be going away. I thought I might have to sell my ranch, thought I might have to sell my businesses, because I could not function. And I went out to the company and found this, and it, for the first time, it gave me hope. And I came back from there determined to take this product and see what it was going to do for me. And when I did, about 80% of my discomfort in my body left me the first week. The second week, my depression had lifted. Comments had been made, including my wife, that I was easier to get along with. So I guess when you're hurting and down and out, you know, you don't feel good. And then in the third week, my hands closed. You know, a lot of you have heard this story over and over again that I work with closely. And, you know, it still is emotional for me the days when I talk about it, because I was in such a low place when I found this product. But it totally changed my life. And what I saw it do for me, it took me off three medications within 90 days that I'd been on 8 to 10 years for high blood and sugar levels and for high uric acid levels. And I came off of a CPAP machine that I was using at 10 months. And so at 65 now, I'm on no medications. I'm not on anything. I feel much younger. I feel like I'm 15, 20 years younger. I look younger in the face than I did a year ago when I started this product. And so I can't say enough good about what it has done for me and the close ones in my family, but what I've seen it do to thousands of people over the last year as I've traveled around and talked with people and shared this wonderful product, it's mind-boggling to me that we can have something that it really seems too good to be true. It's kind of like a magic wand, and that's why a lot of people sometimes are so skeptical of it. It's because it's non-toxic. It cannot hurt you. You know, it's being taught at all of our top med schools in the country, and it's been taught in our high school and college labs today. And, you know, people are going to know what this product is. It's going to be a household name product like Kleenex, and now we've come up with another product that's been good, and I'll go a little bit into that in a minute. But, you know, we've got something that's powerful, and sometimes people just don't realize how powerful. And until you really decide that this is something that you're going to do and you're going to go out and talk about it, you really can't affect the people that are out there that need this product. I'll forever be grateful for Terry Latham for never giving up on me, for bringing this product where it's able to change my life both physically, financially, and then allow me to reach out to so many others and change theirs. It's kind of like a trickle-down effect. So I'm just super excited for this company and its products and what it's doing, and I'm looking forward to phasing out some of the other things I'm doing and focusing more on ASEA this year.
That's awesome. Well, you know, one of the things, your story is so powerful, and one of the things I know some people are going to want to know is how much were you taking? You said the first week you got like an 80% result. How much were you taking of ASEA at that time?
I started off the first couple of days at 2 ounces in the morning and 2 in the evening, and then after 2 days I went to, which is 4 ounces, and then after 2 days I bumped it up to 8 ounces. 4 and 4, stayed there for a few days, then I went up to 10, and then a couple of days I went up to 12, and then I went on up to 14 within the first 10 or 12 days. And I was on that level, actually even still today. I went to 14, I dropped it down to 12 and 10, and I'm very active working my ranch and going and doing stuff. And I just thought, you know, why am I taking even a chance with it, with the way that I go all the time? And I don't want to go backwards. I'm feeling great. So it's not I'm blessed that it's not a cost issue for me. So I take more. I don't want to go back to where I was ever. And I think because I take more, I think that's why I'm seeing the results that I'm seeing in my body. You know, a lot of us just take the 4 ounces, and have a lot of them, they say, I may not feel quite so much. I'll say, well, bump it up to 6, bump it up to 8. Sometimes everybody's a little different, and you'll hit that magic number, and you'll say, wow, that was a huge difference for me. So it can't hurt you, so you can take as much as you want. I guess the issue is the more you take, the financial issue of, you know, purchasing it. But I don't see how we put a cost on our health like that. You know, we actually spend more money other places that don't do anything for us if we really were focused and really put it towards something good. And so that's what I really try to talk to our team about all the time. If you're able to take more, we usually see good results, and we're seeing that.
Excellent, yes. And, you know, along with that, you talked about the financial part of that. You know, if that's a struggle, then we're going to get into the next part of that, which is the business. So once that you started getting results, you actually are a record holder of how quick you went diamond. If I remember right, it was 14 weeks to diamond. And then you just kept on going from there. So tell us about momentum and what that really means, not only for you, but for people that really want to build this business.
Well, Sherry, it's really everything, whether it's brick-and-mortar business or this business. If people treat it like a business, it'll treat you like a business. You know, if you went to your regular job and you spent 20 hours a week there, you're going to get 20 hours worth of pay probably. And a lot of people don't treat this like a business. They treat it part-time, or if they have a full-time job, they can't give it full-time. So they start part-time and then work up. So it's okay not to do it full-time. There's probably so many more people that's doing it part-time than full-time. I'm still part-time. I still run my ranch, and I'm still working with my orthopedic company. I want to phase those out because, to be honest with you, now that I've put the time in for the last year and a half where I'm at, I really see that if I could just focus on this full-time and let some of the other things go, that I could even grow much faster and really stay focused more. Because anytime you do two or three things, it pulls your attention away, and you really have to learn to focus. But the key thing is when you are doing this business, be focused on this business. Try to put everything else aside. You know, really sit down the night before and make plans on what you're going to do. You heard me say, if you don't plan, you plan to fail. Make your notes. Make your list of the people that you're going to talk to the next day. Already have that in your mind. And for me, I have that in my mind, but also I get calls during the day from people all over the country, so I have to add that into what I'm doing. But I have a priority list. And these are things I have to get done, you know, each day, and I make sure that I get those done because those are what I call revenue-producing activities that continue to grow my business. I think a lot of us can get so busy and tied up on Facebook all day listening and sending messages and, you know, just checking out what everybody else is doing. You can stay on your computer and watch your videos all day, and that's always good to learn. But until you really put that into action, you know, you're not really going to grow this business the way that you can. You really have to focus on those activities that are revenue-producing and make sure you get those done first, and then the other things fall behind that. But, yeah, I did go to Diamond quick, and I think 8 weeks later I went to Double Diamond. And I wanted to go to triple much faster than I did. Usually you jump from double to triple much quicker. But I was coming into summer and working my ranch. I have to work my cattle, you know, working my calves. There was things that really distracted me that takes more of my time in the summer on the ranch than it does sometimes in the winter because I have somebody that can help me feed. And so I did slack off a little in the summer. Took some time off a week here and a week there and did a few things. And I hated to because I was really wanting to just continue to push through. And I'd heard everybody say, well, you know, summers are slow. You know, people don't want to look at this so much during the summer. They're with their kids or they're vacationing. And, you know, just expect from, you know, May till September, it's just going to be slow. And I guess I listened to that a little bit and just expected it. And I saw a little drop in my business. And I was frustrated that I wasn't growing quicker from double to triple than I wanted to. And I think it's because I listened to what I heard a lot of people talk about. And then when school started, I had momentum, but it wasn't full momentum. And I realized if I had worked that much harder in the summer than I did, then I'd probably moved ahead a little quicker. But I really made the decision in September to push hard. And then I heard, well, Thanksgiving's coming up, and Christmas is coming up, and nothing happens from the middle of November to the end of the year. So, you know, just expect it. And I just blocked that out of my mind. And I got on the phone, and I was making 20 and 30 calls a day. There's days I remember making over 40, one day over 50, just making a list and calling those people and talking with them. And I had huge growth during those 3 months. And actually, during Thanksgiving, I could see that if things continued, that I would hit triple diamond by the end of the year, and or in end of November. So in 1 year, I went to triple, and I did that. And I even had after the first year, I had a meeting on Super Bowl day. A lot of people said, nobody will be there. We had 45 people in the room. A lot of people don't like football. So I've just learned that just because some people do things, other people don't have an interest in that area at all. So I've just learned to keep the hammer down and continue to push through. And, you know, if I could tell you anything today, if you're listening out there and you're into the summer and you're saying, wow, it's slowed down a little bit. Well, it could. Is it because you've slowed down? Because your team's going to watch you. And if you're not the leader, they're going to do the same thing that you do. If you don't go to the meetings, they're not going to come. If you don't go to the regional meeting, they're not going to come. If you're not buying tickets and not promoting the national meeting in September, they're probably not. That's part of being a sponsor and a leader, is to get your people there. And I will tell you, if you do it, it pays off. I'm living proof of that. And so I've worked real closely. I've got quite a few organizations now. I've got a lot of golds and platinums and golds and silvers and bronze, and I work with them all that I can. I don't really focus on myself that much about what I'm doing. I want my people to reach their goals. And so I want you to do that for your people that you put in. Sit with them and talk with them and find out what they want from this business. You know, Alan Noble did a beautiful presentation a week or two ago on the four different types of people in this MLM business. And, you know, you talk about the people that are going to come in and take it as a consumer. And, you know, that's great. That's what probably 80% of our residual incomes comes from in our business today. And, you know, so don't, if somebody comes in and they don't want to do the business side, you sure don't want to be down on them for that. You want to support that and let them know that that's just fine, because it isn't for everybody on the business side. But, you know, Alan talked about, you know, just being that consumer of the product. Then, you know, there's three other areas. And the second one that he talked about after being a consumer was actually being a communicator, where you would, a connector, where you would connect with other people, or maybe your people that come in connect with other people. And then they start sharing. It'd be like me sharing with a friend, and he goes and shares with three or four of his family members. And there's another way to build your business. And then so it's not always who you personally go sponsor. And a lot of people get caught up, I don't know that many people. Work your team. Work with your team. Help them go get people. It's not necessarily just what you do. It's helping them. And then you'll, during that time, you'll find your builders, the ones, builders, or what I call runners, the ones that will, you know, really want to run with this and share it with as many people as they can, like I have. And then there's your leaders. But, you know, they don't start that level. They start at the bottom, and they see themselves as a consumer. That's all I got into this business for, was to be a consumer. And here I am today at Triple Diamond. When I saw what I had my hands on, I couldn't sit still. I had to connect with people. I had to share with them. I had too many people, my friends, that were hurting and had issues going on. And that can happen to you and a lot of your people, too. So don't run them away. Stay focused. Show the product. Sell the product. You're not selling. You're telling. Tell them that you care for them, how much you care for them, and this is something you want them to know about. And I think if people would really focus on that more, on the business side, you'll grow quicker. It's a numbers game. So people will come from that. If the key is to get them on the product and get a product experience, like I did. And when you get an experience, they're going to want to tell people.
That's awesome. You know, you were talking about, when you were talking about momentum, you talked about revenue-producing activities. Would you go into a little more detail about that and say what are some of the revenue-producing activities that you do weekly or daily?
Well, if you're looking to sponsor directly yourself, then that would be a revenue activity where you would call to approach somebody with this business to personally enroll them and put them into your business. It can also be that same person maybe that you've already talked to once and you've sent them information through Genie or whatever and they've looked at it. You follow up with them within 48 hours and get them on the phone and talk with them. And that is revenue producing because if once you let them see stuff and then you follow up and they come into your business, then it's going to grow. Or you schedule three-way calls with your downline, with your team. You do Zoom calls with them. You call them and, you know, I have a lot of my team that I'll call and say, hey, I'm open for the day in your area. I'm going to come there. Why don't we do some one-on-one meetings or some Zoom calls today? And then once you get more in your team, then we'll do a bigger group meeting and bring them all together and encourage all of them to bring people. So we do that quite a bit. But a lot of people, if you're just doing little group meetings, you're going to find out, and I have found that out, and a lot of my team has found out that there are a lot of people that will just come to the group meeting and they don't do anything during the week. They become meeting dependent for you coming in and giving the presentation. And sometimes they just, I don't know, I guess they don't have anything else to do. They'll continue to come and come every week and come to your meetings, but they don't bring anybody. You know, that's okay for me if they want to come, but if they want to build a business, they need to be bringing people and sharing what we have. So if people aren't growing their little meetings to bigger each week, then I'll quit doing meetings with them for a while, and I'll make them do three-way calls or Zooms with me because that way I can help them the most. You know, if they can put three or four people on the phone with me in a day and I can help sponsor a couple of them, and all of a sudden, those two will bring other people, and those two will bring other people. And before we know it, we have 15, 20 that we can do a group meeting. But it doesn't really pay to say, hey, I'm going to have a big meeting, and you don't really have anybody in your group yet. So I tell people, really focus on your one-on-one calls, your three ways and your Zooms, and get a pretty good group together, and then encourage the bigger group meetings. And I think you'll have better response. At least that's what's worked well for me in a lot of these towns all over Texas and Oklahoma. It's focusing on their needs and taking it and helping them.
That's excellent. You know, let's talk a minute about the importance of events. We've got some big events coming up. We've got July 14th in Frisco. You're one of the main speakers there. And then we've got convention that's happening in Grapevine, Texas, that is, looking at the date, September 6th through September 8th. So what's the importance of people actually going to these events? Is it just a feel-good type thing, or what's your thoughts, Leland?
Well, you know, when I first started, I kind of thought that's maybe what they were. But what I realized is I started telling some of my associates about it, and they started coming to some of the meetings, and then all of a sudden I started seeing them grow faster. And what I learned is, you know, they hear me all the time talking in my meetings, but I want them to hear other people. I want them to see other people. You know, if they're in a little country town and they think it's just that this is just a little business right there in their town, they come to a meeting like that and they see people from all over the state or two or three states come in, or they come to the national meeting and there's people from all over the world there, and they realize just how big this is, and they hear testimonies, and they pick up tidbits from all the leaders because, you know, you may listen to what I say, but I may not have the same personality as you, and you might say, well, that doesn't fit me right. But you could come and listen to other leaders and pick up things from them that you can use in your talk and want to, you know, make it about you. You don't have to – don't try to copy me. Don't try to copy Terry or people, Sherry, don't tell them not to copy you. We're our own people. We learn the tools, but we put it into our own style. And don't try to be somebody else or you'll disappoint yourself. You should be yourself. I've heard Trish Winkler talk about that so many times. Be yourself. Just take the information, be able to help them, but be yourself. People see through that if you're not. And I think that's the key today, is being yourself, learn this. Be excited when you talk to somebody. They have to see the excitement that's, I ask them sometimes, do you see now why I'm so excited about this? When I tell their story, they get hyped up. And they say, yeah, I was ready to buy whatever you got before you even finished the deal. And I said, I'm not selling you anything. I'm just telling you, if you want to do it, you'll get your own account and buy at the same price I do. I don't even use the word sign up. I got to use the word, let's get your own account set up with the company where you can buy wholesale. And that seems a little better and more inviting to come in than signing up. And so I really just try to make it personal with my people. The more you have relationships with your people, that will help grow your business because people know you, they trust you, they feel comfortable with you. So you've got to be yourself, and you've got to be open about that. There's two or three things I think that are really important Sherry, when you're if you're going to really decide to do this, and you may have heard this before, but I think as I've met most of the, a lot of the leaders now at these bigger events, and I listen to their stories, you know, we're all just regular people. You know, I grew up in the country, milk cows, newspapers, mowed yards. I'm just like everybody else. I just happen to have a specialty I do, and everybody else has theirs. We're all the same, and we all have the ability to do this business if we believe it in our mind. And that's what I'm talking about. You have to have a mindset that this is something that you want to do and something that you can do. And you can do it. It's just a matter of your mindset. A lot of times we have fears that keep us from going there, and all fear is false evidence appearing real. It's really not there, but you have to step through that step and say, this is something I'm going to do. And I think once you have the mindset this is something you want, I mean, once it got my body where it was, I knew this is something I had to share with people. I could not sit still. And so my mindset at this point was that I'm going to do this. And it got me past my negative of network marketing or what I thought it was. Once I started studying and reading, now I'm upset that I wasn't taught this in college. I wouldn't have gone through 35 years of brick-and-mortar business. I'd be much farther down the road. So, but I think that's important to have a mindset. The other thing is to learn your tools. You know, our leaders have done a great job putting the tools out in front of us. They're continuing to do videos and tools. You know, Alan Noble's just awesome with putting things together for us at AmazingMoleculesTraining.com and, you know, AmazingMolecules.com if they're on the business side, or AmazingMolecules.net if they're on the product side. Use those videos. Reach out to people. Make sure they know that they're there. The people have to know the tools, or they can't answer the questions and they can't move forward. But if you'll get a mindset and then a tool set and you do it enough, just, you know, like I've done over the last year, just every day sharing it with somebody, it gets to where it becomes just second nature, just like riding a bike. And you get some questions daily sometimes that you can't answer, but I just go to my upline and my team, and or go to the company, and I get the answers and get back to people. You don't have to know all the answers with this. That's why the tools are there. Direct them to that area. And once you do it enough, it becomes mastery. And once you do that, you're going to be real successful in this business and achieve whatever level you want. And for, you know, my level at Triple Diamond, it's not where I want to be. I want to be at another level. You may be satisfied with gold, or you may be satisfied with silver. That's great. Everybody's definition of success is different. You don't have to feel you have to go to the top in this business. You can make a tremendous residual income, like silver and gold and platinum, smaller levels, and live a great lifestyle. But you just got to choose what you want for you. And what you want, your sponsors should know that, because that way they don't have an unmet expectation of you doing more than what you want to do. You know, if I have somebody who says, I'm just content being a bronze and I don't want to be bigger than that, I'm going to get them to bronze and help them stay there. They'll probably pass that, but they can't see it right now. So don't be pushing something more on them than what they're ready for, or you'll push them away. It's just taking baby steps and learning every day. So the key is to keep it simple and continue to keep your momentum by talking to a couple of people every day if you can, or three or four people a week, whatever your time allows. But just know that this is possible for anybody that wants to do it, no matter what your time schedule is. We have a Triple Diamond, or I think it's Triple Diamond, this business, Debbie Wetzler up in Maryland. There's a single mom that raised her child, had three jobs, and built this business on their lunch hour out in the car in the parking lot making calls. So when people tell me they don't have time, I think of Debbie Wetzler and how she built this business. If you've got a mindset to do it, you can do it. And that's the only thing that really keeps all of us from moving forward with anything, is our mindset to say we want to do it.
That's excellent. So to kind of close this out, Leland, where do you see ASEA going in the next 2 to 5 years?
Well, I don't have a crystal ball, but I can tell you from being in business for years what I've seen for the last 18 months, what I see with the quality of leaders that we have running this company, the money and the investment that they make to bring us the quality products that they do. I saw our new Source product come out. I've seen great results with that. If you're not on our Source vitamin, you're really missing out. It's that along with the ASEA is a dynamic duo, and it doesn't have any synthetics, doesn't have any fillers in it. It's really quality. But since I've been on, my energy levels out the roof, and I just love the product. But the best thing, it's patented and with the BioAmplify system, it allows your cells to better absorb nutrition. So we want to be healthy, so we want to give it every chance it can by taking the ASEA and taking the source. When what I see coming out in September, this pre- and probiotic that they're going to be releasing, you know it's going to be top-end, and then they're going to be releasing another product for longevity that just, I think it's going to be an epic event. It's going to really, what I call, start the momentum with this company that I think a lot of people have been wanting to see for a long time. You know, we're past the post-risk stage. I see a little bit of a momentum surge since we came out with Source, and opening in other countries, we're seeing it happen. And I think the ones that come in now, the next few months, are, you know, there's so many people that are not even in this business that are just going to pass some of us leaders up like we're sitting still. And I'm starting to see it with these millennials and other people and the new technology that we have today. No mistake, this company's going to be around, and it's going to be a big one, and I'm just excited to be a part of it. I believe in our leadership. That's when I wear my bracelet, believe, belong, and become. I accepted their challenge to me when I was there and to become part of something bigger than myself. And so I've made that decision. I'm going to stay with them because I believe in them. I believe in the company. I believe in our leaders. I believe in the product. And if you can do all of that, you better, that's where that you can find it. So I would take it and run with it. I think what we're fixing to see in the next year is going to be just tremendous.
Well, thank you so much for what you shared tonight. I think that, you know, for me, you have been such an inspiration since the first time I've ever heard you speak. You know, you speak from your heart. It absolutely touches people in the room every single time you speak. So I thank you so much for coming on tonight and sharing so many good ideas. And I hope that my cat hasn't distracted anybody because this cat, I'm a big animal lover, but my cat has decided that she is going to have a say in this talk, in this call too. But Leland, is there anything else that you just feel like that the people on this call need to know before we go? There's been so many good nuggets. I'm sitting here, been taking notes the whole time. So is there anything else other than get their butts to the convention and to Frisco?
Well, sometimes, you know, and I've seen this, even in my team, as you grow, it's hard to get with everybody. It's hard to follow up every day. Probably one of my strengths is talking with people and getting them involved in the company. Probably my hardest thing is to follow up because as you get bigger, you get the thousands in there, you just can't talk to everybody. That's why it's so essential to work as a team. And let, you know, if you've got a bronze leader above you or a silver or gold, stay in close contact with them. Stay in contact with all the meetings, what's going on. If you've got to tie into the system. But don't be afraid to reach out for help. I hear a lot of people call me and say, I just hate to bother you. And I go, that's what I'm here for. I want you to do it. If I can't do it, I'll tell you. And that's the way all of our people should be. If you're in this business and you want to do it as a business, you should tell your people to call you anytime. If you can't do it, tell them you can't do it. It's okay. And then go find someone else in the upline or someone in the team that can help you do that three-way or that Zoom. You can build this so fast if you will merge with the team and work as a team. If you're trying to do it by yourself, it's lonely out there. And we've got the team. We've got the players. We've got the leadership. My goodness, you know, Terry, you know, Alan Noble, Jerry White, Denny, Trish, we just have all the support that we could ever ask for. And so just don't be afraid to reach out and say, I need some help. Because it's simple. It's not hard. It's very elementary. Matter of fact, the more elementary we keep it, the quicker you'll duplicate and the better you'll build and quicker you'll build your organization. Do not do anything that does not duplicate. You know, you don't feel you have to throw big parties or bring a bunch of food to the table or do all that. You don't have to do all that. You've got an hour meeting or less. Sit down with people, talk, and move on. Because if you're doing all this fancy stuff and projectors and things like that, they think, I can't do that. I don't have the money to do it, and I don't have the time to do it, or I don't want to do that. Everything you do, ask yourself, do you think everybody could duplicate this? So if you keep it at, you know, the old saying, keep it simple, stupid, you know, the old KISS theory, I think that's the best thing for me in this business is to keep it simple, you know, very simple, where everybody says, I can do that. If they feel they can do that, they can. And that's part of getting them there, is to keep it simple. So I just encourage everybody, stay focused through the summer. Keep momentum going up to our national convention. If you do that, you will reap the benefits in the fall, and you'll watch your organization grow much better. But reach out to your people. Spend those quality time that you need, you know, with revenue activities, and you will grow your business. You just have to pay attention. So that's pretty much it.
Perfect. Thank you, Leland. This has been exceptional. I so love listening to you, and you always have such nuggets. So I appreciate you coming on tonight, and I thank everybody. Tune in next Monday, and we'll see what Terry has in store. And in the meantime, Terry Latham, we hope you're having a happy, happy birthday. So we're signing off. Thank you, everybody. Good night.
Oh, great. Did a great job, Sherry. Great questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.